Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Austin. May I please have your first and last name so I can locate your account?
Yes, it's Jacqueline Kwaku.
Let's see here. Okay. Could you spell that last name for me?
Yeah, it's K-W-A-K-U.
Okay. All right, and how can I help you today?
So it looks like I was charged $35 2 days ago out of nowhere. I think I may have only purchased one product from you guys a couple months ago, but I'm positive I didn't sign up for a subscription.
I haven't found an account yet. It's K-W-A-K-U?
Yes, sir. I don't believe I have one with you guys, but I did buy a product. That was back in November.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. Let me see if we have another way to look it up.
Yeah, November.
So with that charge that you're seeing, did you get our number from, like, a statement from that charge?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I purchased an item on November 26th for $35.96, and for some reason, I was charged again.
Okay. Do you have an email address that you had used?
The one that maybe I used a different one. It may be fendiismylove@gmail.com.
Nope.
Oh, okay. I think. Yeah. So I think it should be that one, actually.
It's fendiismylove.
Yes, at gmail.com.
I haven't found anything with that information.
Okay, the name would be Jacqui, and then last name Kwaku.
Yeah, that last
name
anywhere.
It was through O'Shot Women. So I don't know if I need to call them.
Okay. Yeah, because I haven't found anything at all.
Okay.
Do you have an ID number? Wait, did you receive an email with an ID number?
I have an order number.
We can try that. 1 second. And what is that order number?
It's the pound sign SH-OSW-6558.
No, I don't see anything with that.
All right. Okay, then I will just go through the subsidiary, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm sorry I couldn't help you more, but thank you for calling OMEX Health, and you have a great day.
Thank you, you too.